And here's another artist we haven't heard on the programme before. His name, Eugene McIldowney. I like the way he sings this song. It is entitled The Men of the West. And I used to sing this song many years ago with the band on our tours of America. And this also is the first time, as I say, we've had Eugene. But it's not a great recording, but it's the only recording of this melody that I found. It's also very similar to another Irish melody called The Gentle Maiden. You see, we Irish people have this wonderful knack stealing other people's melodies and putting our own words to it. Hence, you can get a number of Irish songs, maybe three or four, to the same melody. But don't let that worry you. Here, Eugene McIldowney telling us all about the men of the West when, in 1798, there was an uprising of the people. It failed, unfortunately, but they were waiting for the French fleet to come in, and they came in at Killala in County Mayo and moved on. But this tells the wonderful story of the men of the West.
When you wander in song and in story, the names of your patriot men, valor has covered with glory full many a mountain and glen. Forget not the boys of the heather who marshalled their bravest and best when Ireland was broken at Wexford and looked for revenge to the west. I give you the gallant old West boys were rallied our bravest and best. When Ireland lay broken and bleeding, hurrah for the men of the West. The hilltops with glory were glowing, 'twas the eve of a bright harvest day. When the ships we'd been wearily waiting sailed into Killala's broad bay, and over the hills went the slogan to awaken in every breast the fire that has never been quenched, boys, among the true hearts of the West. Allah was ours at midnight and high over Ballinatown. Our banners in triumph were waving before the next sun had gone down. We gathered to speed the good work, boys, the true men, and near and afar. History can tell how we routed the redcoats through old Castle Bar. Though all the bright dreamings we cherished went down in disaster and woe, the spirit of old is still with us that never will bend to the foe. And Connaught is ready whenever the loud rolling tuck of the drum rings out to awaken the echoes and tell us the morning has come. So here's to the gallant old West boys, we're rallying. Ireland was broken and bleeding, hurrah boys, hurrah for the West.
apologies for that particular recording, but I like that man's voice, Eugene McIldowney, and we will be hearing more, hopefully clearer, recordings of said gentleman on future programmes of Sounds Irish. And here is a classic on Sounds Irish. Those regular listeners to the programme will know that Joe is a big fan of Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And here she's telling us all about the Bantry Maid's lament, because young Johnny has gone off and he's left Bantry and he's left the broken-hearted maidens behind him. He's gone off to fight with the dirty king of Spain. And who's going to look after the farm and all that, the sheep and all that water? And who's going to look after the Bantry Maids? Here's the lovely voice of Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
Oh, who will plough the fields now? Or who will sow the corn? And who will mind the flock now and keep them neatly shorn? Those stack the tin, the haggard, untrashed it may remain, since Johnny, lovely Johnny, went to fight the king of Spain. Oh, the girls from the barn oak in sorrow may retire, and the piper and his bellows go home. Since Johnny, lovely Johnny, is sailing o'er the main, along with other patriots to fight the king of Spain, and the boys will sorely miss him when money more comes around, and they'll find that their bold captain is nowhere to be found. And pillars must invite them against their will and grain, since the gallant boy who gave them work, now he's the king of Spain. At wakes and hurling matches, your likes will never see, until you return again to us, a story and won't you trot the bookings who show us much disdain, because our eyes are not so bright as those you meet in Spain. If cruel fate will not permit our Johnny to return, his heavy loss the Bantry girls will never cease to mourn. We'll resign ourselves to our sad lot and die in grief and pain, since Johnny died for Ireland's pride in the foreign lands of Spain.
now we have Daniel's sister, Margot, and she's singing a song that, well, I don't really think is an Irish song, but nevertheless, it's one of those songs that will be sung at many, many parties around Christmas time. It doesn't have to be Christmas time, of course, for Irish people to have a party, does it? But here's Margot, and I'm sure you'll recognise this, though you may not know the verse.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring, with a lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, should they steal your heart away? There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, so there's never a teardrop should fall. When your sweet lilting laughter's like some fairy tale, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you should laugh all the while, and other times smile, so now smile and smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like the morning spring, with a lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, should they steal your heart away? When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring, with the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'd steal your heart away.
Well, of course, you recognised When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. Now, we've been mentioning, as the programme's been progressing, about various popular songs that have been immediately recognised, or mistakenly quite often recognised as Irish songs. But this one, I'm sure, whenever Irish people get together for a hooly, and there's that word again, this song will be sung possibly towards the end of the evening. I'm not going to give you a vocal version of it. I want to play for you now what everybody calls Danny Boy, that started life as the London Derriere. But regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Bollard prefers this song played as an instrumental. Also, given the fact that Joe Bollard recorded it himself, singing it. But even so, that doesn't make any difference. I think this is so beautifully played, the best instrumental version of this track there is. It's Sir James Galway and the orchestra and Danny Boy.
Thank you.
Tarsha Begeistert Sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bullard.
My name is Pat O'Connor. From England here I came, and I just came over among you to learn my proper name. I left the girls behind me, they were so town-free. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. For M it stands for Mary, and J it stands for John, and P it stands for Paddy's Land, the land where I was born. And S it stands for Shamrock Green, as plain as you will see. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. I took a trip to Germany, 'twas just the other day, to see some of those smiling girls I heard the people say. But they were not them smiling girls, only then could I agree. So I told them keep their German girls, give an Irish girl to me. Now to conclude and finish, I'll end my little song, and I'll sing for you some other day when round this way I call. For I'm going back to that dear spot, you all know where I mean, and I'm going to wed that Colleen fair and that little Isle of Grain. For M it stands for Mary, and J it stands for John, and P it stands for Paddy's Land, the land where I was born. And S it stands for Shamrock Green, as plain as you will see. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. World, give an Irish girl to me.
Declan Nerney there, and singing the praises of the Irish girls. Give an Irish girl to me. I did say at the beginning of the programme, having played the first Trudy Lawlor, that I might be able to slip another track in. I'm going to do that because she's going to sing about her cottage in the glen.
In my dreams I still go to a place that I know, and I long to see once again. It's a place dear to me, and it always will be. It's my old cottage home in the glen. Through the meadows I roam, just beside my old home, and visit the neighbors and friends. Then I'd make my way back along the old track to my old cottage home in. I can still see the light from the window. bright in the late of the evening back then. And a welcome was sure for the rich and the poor in that old cottage home in the glen. I would give all I own just to see that old home and chat with the old folks again. But now they are gone, only memories live on of that old cottage home in the glen. When my time here is done and my last days have come, I'll return to my birthplace and then just lay me to rest in the land I love best, in that old cottage home in the glen. I can still see the light from the window shine bright in the late of the evening back then. And a welcome was sure for the rich and the poor in that old cottage home in the glen. Just lay the land I love best, near that old cottage home in the glen.
My cottage in the glen, sung for us by Trudy Lawler. Now, the Dublin City Ramblers, as regular Sounds Irish listeners will know, one of Joe Bullard's favourite ballad groups. And I think the last time I played this song, somebody said to me, why don't you play more Dublin City Ramblers? You know, I think I put them in on every Sounds Irish programme, most weeks anyway, do I not? Anyway, here they are with their interpretation of The Bold Old Donoghue.
Here I am from Paddy's land, the land of Highland Elm. I broke the hearts of all the girls from miles of Dublin town. And when they hear that I'm a warden, raise a hullabaloo. When they hear about the handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy can squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I do. My birds are like an Irish lad, if he broke and blarney tunes me, damage your rollicking, swollicking, hollicking, bollicking, bell O'Donoghue. Oh, I wish my love was a red, red rose grown on the garden wall. I need to be a dewdrop, and upon her brow I'd fall. Perhaps now she might think of me as a rather heavy tune. The more she loved that handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. But I'll purge her like an Irish man, and be grown and blarney to his me, amateur, Lolligan, Swolligan, Holligan, Walligan, Pell O'Donoghue.
I hear that Queen Victoria has a daughter finally grand. Perhaps she'd take it into her head for to marry an Irish man. If I could only get the chance to have a word or two, I'm sure she'd take a notion to the Bold O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. But I'll purge her like an Irish man, be grown and barely two, be amateur, rollicking, swollicking, holligan, holligan, Bold O'Donoghue. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to
squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll curd her like an Irish rabbit, you call the barn, it's you, the amateur Holligan, Smolligan, Holligan, Walligan, pal, my love, the
Connemara is in County Galway, a wonderful scenic part of County Galway, with mountains and hills and rivers and lakes and woods, absolutely beautiful. And it's that part of Ireland where the Irish language, well, it used to be spoken only, it used to be the only language in that part of Ireland, Irish Gaelic. I think I've told you before, there are various types of the Gaelic language. But our Irish Gaelic, and we speak Irish, and in Connemara, it used to be the only language. But now, well, I suppose due to new people moving in, people moving out, it's bilingual in that part of the world now. But I'm getting off the beaten track here, because here's a song about the Queen of Connemara. A man is singing about the Queen of Connemara. But it's not his girl or his wife, it's his boat. It's a curragh. A curragh is a boat, a very light boat, usually made of sort of wicker, in which they used to go fishing in Galway Bay and around that particular area in Connemara. And this man composed this song all about the Queen of Connemara, and that's the name of his boat. Makem and Clancy are going to sing it for us.
My boat can safely float in the teeth of wind and weather, and I'll sail the fastest hooker between Galway and Kinsale, and the black floor of the ocean and the white foam rush together. She will ride in her pride like a seagull in the gale. Oh, she's neat, oh, she's sweet, she's a beauty, every line. The Queen of Connemara is that bound. Till the water lips her gunwale, not a drop she'd take on board her that would wash a fly away. From the fleet she slips out swiftly, like a greyhound from her kennel, and she lands her silvery store, the first in Auchinbarra Cay. Oh, she's neat, oh, she's sweet, she's a beauty every line, a queen of all. Out afar, and it keeps me from dismay. When the skies are dark above us, and the seas roll white with foam, in a cot in Connemara, there's a wife and we once prayed to the one who walked the waters once to bring us safely home. Oh, she's neat, oh, she's sweet, she's a beauty every life.
Tony Makem and the Clancy Brothers with a rather classical version for them, I thought, and their interpretation of The Queen of Connemara. There you heard one of the finest whistle players in the world, Joni Madden. And regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Bollard is a big Joni Madden fan. Joe Bollard is also a big Dermot O'Brien fan. Dermot no longer with us, gone to God, but Dermot for a long time was a very good friend of mine. And we're going to go out on something lively from Dermot O'Brien.
Like only yesterday, I left the Culver Cart, and on a ship from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There was Mary, a friend to greet me, a stranger on the shore. The Irish luck was with me, boys, and fortune came galore. But now I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle. Friends will meet me on the quay and greet me with a smile. There's been so many I near forgot, I've been so long away, but me mother will them all, and this to me will say, shake hands with your uncle Mike, me boy, and here's your sister Kate. Sure, she's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the Collins all. You're as welcome as the flowers are made to dear old Donegal. Only Dame Miss McNamara and the leader of the band. Although we're small in number, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we go to funerals, we play...
Well, friends, time has caught up with us. I hope you've enjoyed this very mixed Sounds Irish for this week. This is Joe Bollard saying, take good care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week, don't forget that email address, joebollard2@aircom.net. Put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. God bless you. Take care. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.